This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, December 20th. Well, wheat markets yesterday started out weaker, but ended up higher across the board. Corn markets were lower, kind of just drifting lower and getting down to some key swing lows that we've seen over the last couple months. Soybeans retraced their gains from Monday, so it's back and forth in the bean space. Corn drifting lower, wheat trying to find some direction as well. In corn, we found some weakness because of reports from the U.S. Border Patrol that they are shutting down international rail lines. So we've got trains being backed up that mostly would be carrying corn to feed yards in Mexico. So that's going to be a drag on the market for a while. I can't imagine that they're going to leave them closed for any length of time, but nevertheless, that was some of the push lower in corn yesterday. For wheat, we saw Egypt come back in the market. They bought 480,000 tons from Russia. They paid $265 a ton FOB, which was more than the lowest offer, but it was because of the financing terms. The lowest offer the previous day was $260 FOB from Russia, but that was on a 180-day line of credit. Egypt opted to take 270-day line of credit and pay $5 more per ton. So it all went to Russia. It's higher than what Egypt paid a couple weeks ago by $10 to $15. So we are seeing some support coming into the world market. In other news, we've got the European Union reporting that their soft wheat exports year to date are at 14 million tons, which is down 2.5 million tons from where they were at this point a year ago. In weather, we're still looking, of course, at Brazil. They have been looking at the last couple days have just been brutally hot, well over 100 degrees there, you know, back in that same weather pattern. But they are calling for some rains being moved into the short-term forecast. So by Friday, Saturday, they expect to see a pretty good system moving across that central and northern part of Brazil. Now, the GFS model only calls for 1.25 inches to 1.25 inches, whereas the European model is more like 1 to 2 inches. Either way, it is some rain. It looks pretty likely that it's going to happen. On the backside of that, both of the models are suggesting you're going to return to more of a dry pattern. So this rain event coming right at us is very important, and it obviously is important how much falls. It's been very dry there. Plantings have been all over the map. Some have been delayed. Others, you know, the plantings that got in early are the most likely to be the lowest yielding. There are some private reports coming out that for Brazil, soybean yields, one firm is suggesting that yields in Mato Grosso will be down 20%, which equates to about 7 million tons because it's a major producing state. That might be a little on the high side, but if the rains don't come or if they're light, that's probably going to be a realistic number. So right on the cusp of a bigger issue in the soybean crop for Brazil, the rains are in the forecast, so there's always that dampening effect hanging out there. And I think, you know, working our way through December, I don't expect that the markets are going to have big moves. We've been kind of just drifting lower in soybeans. But as you get into January, the rains need to be there. They don't need to be in the 6 to 10 day forecast. They need to be in the 1 to 2 day. And if they're not, this market's going to start reacting quickly because you're already seeing yield drag because of the dryness. It could be salvaged. It maybe could be improved if the rains come soon. But again, if they don't, then you're going to start to see some more aggressive yield reductions, not only from the private guys, but USDA is going to have to get on board with that as well. So moving forward, again, the next couple weeks should be fairly quiet, but I do think wheat has found its seasonal low. Corn is testing its seasonal low, so we'll see what happens there. Soybeans, we just talked about, you know, dependent on weather in Brazil. But for wheat, we're seeing a lot of world activity going on. There's a lot of business being done, and world prices have been slowly improving, but there's still a great deal of supply that's coming out of the Black Sea. Ukraine's having a lot more success moving grain. European Union is behind on their marketing. So I think the upside is rather limited, but I think the downside is limited as well. So we look at likely a trading range for wheat as we work our way through the winter. Getting into spring, you know, we're going to have a plantings report in January, and the general sentiment is that acres will be down because of the significant drop in the guaranteed price. And that all makes sense. So depending on what that report actually is, we're likely looking at a drop in production in U.S. wheat. So that keeps ending stocks tight. You know, stocks are improving a little bit this year, but they're not burdensome. But the likelihood that will be a bit of a drag is there simply because of lower acres. Now, that said, moisture conditions across the plains from Texas all the way up to the northern plains is pretty good. Most areas have adequate moisture and have recently had some in those driest pockets of the panhandles. So we're going to come into the spring in pretty good shape as far as moisture goes. And obviously that suggests, you know, at least getting the crop off to a good start, and Mother Nature will have to, you know, determine the rest. But, you know, unless we get some winter kill issues, that could be an issue. That could also be an issue in Russia. They've had some significant weather there. We haven't heard a lot about winter kill issues, but they're kind of due. They're famous for their winters, and they have not had a harsh one in several years. So that's always out hanging out there too. But for now, moving forward, I think over the next couple of months, I would expect the market to move around in a trading range. And at the moment, I think we're toward the higher end of that range. I think that top end probably was established here a couple weeks ago, and we can trade it that way. But the downside has quite a bit more to the before we reach that. So my guess is that you'll get a little bit more pressure in the wheat space in the near term. But longer term, I think we'll find pretty decent support on the breaks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.